Well, it looks like about 10 years apiece for you, Burge.
Does it? You forget the power that always watches over the Morning Post.
Your luck's not with you now.
Jacoby, I caught him. William.
Yes,
single-handed. They're bringing him right over. We'll proceed with a hanging first schedule.
You'll be in office exactly 2 days more. And we're pulling your noses out of the feed bag.
Give me the district attorney's office. I tell you what you'll be doing. Making brooms in the state penitentiary. Hello, Durant. This is Hartman talking. Yeah, I just arrested a couple of important birds. And I want you to take their confession.
Justin, get Clarence Darrow.
All the lawyers in the world aren't going to help you.
This is the Morning Post you're talking to.
The power of the press, huh?
Bigger men than you have found out what the power of the press means. President. Yes, and king. Fred, whenever you think you've got the post licked, that's a good time to get out of town.
On a handcar.
Whistling in the dark, eh? Well, it isn't going to help you this time. You're through.
The last man that told me that was Eddie Kane, a week before he cut his throat. And I've got the same feeling right now that I had 5 minutes before that happened.
Here's your reprieve. Get out of here. You can't bribe me.
What's all this?
Get out of here, you.
No, I won't. Here's your reprieve.
What?
I don't want to be your city stealer.
Who is this man? Who is bribing you?
They wouldn't take it.
You're insane. What did I tell you? The unseen power. What's your name?
Irving Finkus.
You drunken idiot. Arrest that man.
The idea of coming here with a cock and bull story like that.
It's a frame-up. Some imposter.
Hey, wait a minute.
Murder, eh?
Hanging an innocent man to win an election, huh?
It's a lie.
I never saw him before.
Why, friend. When did you deliver this the first time?
Who'd you talk to?
They started right in bribing
Who's
me.
Who's they?
Them. That's absurd in the face of it, Mr. Burns. He's talking like a child.
The unseen power.
He's insane or drunk or something. Since this unfortunate man Williams has really been reprieved, I personally am tickled to death. Aren't you, Pete?
Huh? Go on, you'd hang your mother to win an election.
That's a horrible thing to say, Johnson, about anybody. Now, look here, Walter. You're an intelligent man.
Now, wait a minute. All right, Mr. Pinkus, let's have your story.
Well, I've been married for 19 years.
Let's skip all that.
Take those handcuffs off the boys, Pete. That wasn't at all necessary.
I was just going to. Well, what are you waiting for? Take the cuffs off the boys.
Walter, I can't tell you how badly I feel about this. There was no excuse for Pete to fly off the handle.
I was only doing my duty. There wasn't anything personal, man.
Why don't you guys quit politics and take in washing?
What did you say your name was? Finkus? That's right. Here's a picture of my wife. Yeah, fine-looking woman. Well, she's good enough for me.
Boy, I'll bet she is.
Tell me, what's the matter? What are they going to do? Those reporters said...
Walter Burns and I understand each other perfectly, I trust.
And so do I.
So do you what, you hoodoo? Now, Mr. Pinkus, if you will come with us, we'll take you over to the warden's office and deliver this reprieve.
But, Hildy, they said they'd arrested you.
By the way, Walter, we were going to have a little feed after the hanging. A sort of buffet breakfast.
Hartman!
I'm coming, Fred. What do you say if we eat it now? Delicious ham. And some of Mrs. Hartman's own preserves.
Hartman!
Oh, dear.
Wait till those two future pencil peddlers read the post in the morning. Say, Hildy, get that guy Pinkus over the office tomorrow.
Nothing doing. I'm all washed up.
What?
I mean it this time, Walter.
Oh, Hildy, if I only thought you did.
Peggy, if I'm not telling the absolute truth, may I fall dead. I'm going to New York with you if you give me this one last chance. I'm going to cut out drinking and swearing and everything connected with that crazy newspaper business. Honey, I won't even read a newspaper.
I've got an idea.
No. There's nothing you can say will make me change my mind. This time I'm through and I mean it. Peggy, I got a lot of nerve to ask you to marry me. I'm a prize package, all right, but if you'll take me, here I am.
Darling, don't talk that way. I want you just the way you are.
Gosh, Hildy, I didn't know it was anything like this. Why didn't you say something? You know, I'm the last fellow in the world that would want to come between you and your happiness. You ought to know that. I love you, you crazy mug. You're getting a great guy, Peggy.
Never mind the Valentines. Goodbye, you turkey.
You're a great newspaper man, Hildy. And I'm sorry to see you go.
But if I ever come back to the business, which I won't, there's only one guy I'd work for. You know that, don't you?
Why, I'd kill you if you ever worked for anybody else.
You hear that, Peggy? That's my diploma. Gee, Waller, I don't know what to say, except I'm going to miss you.
Same here, son.
15 years we've been knocking around together. That's before you were born, honey.
And what jams we've been in. And what excitement we've had.
Say, you remember the time we hid the missing heiress in the sauerkraut factory?
Do I? Say, Peggy, get him to tell you about the time that we stole old Lady Haggerty's stomach from the coroner's physician. We proved she was poisoned.
Well, we ought to hide for a week.
Darling.
What?
You don't want to go to New York, down deep.
Well, I was just talking. I'd feel worse if I stayed, I guess.
If I thought you were going to be unhappy. This is your chance to have a home and be a human being, and I'm going to make you take it.
Why, I wouldn't let him stay. Go on before I make you city editor.
Hurry up, Peggy. He means it.
Any objections to my kissing the bride?
No, it's okay with me. Go ahead, Mrs. Johnson.
Thanks. What time does your train go?
There's another 12:40.
New York Central, eh? Gee, I wish I had time to buy you a present, but... Wait a minute. I've got it.
Oh, no, Walter. Make me feel like I'm the bride.
Shut up. It was a present from the big chief. And if you look inside, you'll find a little inscription. To the greatest newspaper man I know. When you get to New York, you can scratch out my name and put yours in its place if you want to.
You know I wouldn't do that.
Take it, Hildy. Mr. Burns wants you to. You don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, this is the first and last thing I ever got from a newspaper.
Goodbye. I've always had a queer opinion of you, Mr. Burns. I still think you're a little peculiar. But you're all right under me. I mean, I think you're a peach.
So are you. You look just like a flower.
Goodbye, you big baboon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Johnson. Be good to yourself and the little girl.
Same to you and many of them.
Duffy. Listen, Duffy. What's the first stop of the 12:40 to New York? That's right. I want you to send a wire to the chief of police there. Tell him to meet that train and arrest Hildy Johnson. Bring him back here. Wire him a complete description. The son of a... stole my watch.